hauling the sail tight until the boat tilts, then aiming it toward the little corniche around the curve of the lakeshore. Freya holds the tiller most firmly, as instructed. The boat leans over, and they go right at the tall lake wall until they almost hit it. Then Badim exclaims, "Coming about!" just as he said he would. And Freya swings the tiller hard and ducks to get under the boom as it swings over them. And then they're tacking in the other direction, in a reach across the end of the bay. The little sailboat can't point up into the wind very far, Badim says, and he calls it a tub, but affectionately. It's just big enough for the two of them, and has a single big sail, sleeved over a mast that to Freya looks quite a bit taller than the boat is long. It takes quite a few tacks to get out of the little bay and into the wider expanse of Long Pond. Out there, all of Nova Scotia is visible to them, forested hills around a lake. They can see all the way to the far end of Long Pond, where afternoon haze obscures the wall. The deciduous trees on the hills are wearing their autumn colors, yellow and orange and scarlet, all mixed with the green of the conifers. The prettiest time of year, Badim says. Their sail catches the bigger wind that rushes across the middle of the lake, which is silvery blue under the gusts. They shift to the windward side of the cockpit, lean out until they balance the boat against the wind. Badim knows how to sail. Quick shifts in the wind, to which they lean in or out. Now they're dancing with the wind, as Badim puts it.
"I'm very good ballast," he says,
rocking the boat a little as he moves.
"See? We don't want the mast straight up, but tilted downwind a bit. Same with the sail. Not pulled as tight as you can, but off enough for the wind to curve across it the best. You can feel when it's right."
"Look at the water there, Badim. Is that a cat's paw?"
"Good eye. That is a cat's paw. Let's get ready for that. We're gonna get wet."
The surface of the lake winkles in a mirror flake curl, approaching them fast. And when the gust causing the cat's paw hits them, the boat heels hard. They lean back into it, and the boat gurgles forward, slaps into and across the oncoming waves, knocks up dashes of spray that blow back at them. Long Pond's water tastes like pasta, Badim says. At the end of 40 tacks, Badim claims to keep count, but with a smile that says he doesn't. They're just a kilometer or so up Long Pond. It's time to turn and make the straight run downwind to their dock. They turn, and suddenly, it's as if there's hardly any wind. The boat goes quiet. The sail bellies out ahead and to the side as Badim lets out the sheet. The little tub rocks forward and jerks and seems to be going slower. They watch the backs of waves pass them. The water is bluer now, and they can see farther down into it. Sometimes they catch glimpses of the lake's bottom. The water bubbles and gurgles. The boat rocks awkwardly. All in all, it feels like they're laboring. Yet in no time at all, they're coming back into their bay. And it's obvious by the way they pass the other docks in the corniche that they're really bombing along. There's time to watch their own dock come at them. And now in the bay, they can again feel the wind rushing past and hear the waves passing the boat, falling over in little gurgling white caps.
"Uh-oh,"
Badim says, as he leans out to see past their bellying sail.
"I should have come at the dock with the sail on the other side. I wonder if I can swing back out and get on the other beam and come back in right."
But the dock is almost on them. "Do we have time?" Freya asks.
"No. Okay, hold on. Take the tiller and hold it just like it is now. I'm gonna go forward and jump off onto the dock and grab the boat before you go by me. Keep your head down. Don't let the boom hit you."
And then they're heading right at the corner of the dock. Freya ducks into the seat and holds the tiller hard. The bow of the boat crashes into the corner of the dock, while Badim is in the middle of his leap. He sprawls far onto the dock. There is a loud cracking sound where boom meets mast. The boat cants and swings around the dock, sail flapping hard out in front of the mast, the boom loose and flopping out there too. Badim scrambles to his feet and from the dock side leans out to grasp the boat's bow, just within his reach, and then he has to lie flat on the dock and hang on. The boat swings